As you may have read, AmericanRivers.org released their annual list of the top 10 most threatened rivers in the United States this week. Sadly, our local Trinity River is number 7 on the list. On the listing, American Rivers writes the threats are excessive water withdrawals and inadequate temperature protection. They also write, quote, "The Trinity River, the largest tributary of the Klamath River, plays a significant role for salmon, steelhead, and green sturgeon. The Trinity holds remarkable value to wildlife and people. The Hoopa Valley and Yurok tribes have been stewarding and defending the river for generations, fighting for tribal rights and environmental justice for the people and the waters. The Trinity is threatened from excessive water diversions, new water demands, and the effects of drought and climate change. We must tell the California State Water Resources Control Board to honor tribal water rights, protect carryover storage, and maintain cold water temperatures on the Trinity River." KMUD News spoke with Michael Orcutt, longtime fisheries director for the Hoopa Valley Tribe, this Friday morning. In a nearly hour-long conversation that included history that goes back to the 1950s and which was peppered with legal decisions, bureaucratic jargon, and infinite detail, Michael Orcutt explained that the Trinity is over-allocated and the tribe's a priori water and sovereignty rights are tangled up in the political interests of those trying to lead the state and the nation. When the Trinity River was first dammed in the 1950s, 90% of the water from the North Fork of the Trinity River, which comes off of Scott Mountain and the west side of the Trinity Mountains as far south as Browns Creek, which is south of Weaverville, was diverted to the Central Valley. This is the far bigger side of the Trinity River. Orcutt explained that in the 1970s, the tribe lost a lawsuit on Trinity River flows, but gained sovereignty rights.
The 90% reduction almost was a 70 to 90% reduction in the fish population. So Trinity County and Hoopa enjoined a lawsuit against Secretary Andrus. The secretary prevailed because it's an interior project under the Bureau of Reclamation. What Cecil Andrus also did was, and it was right at the time that there was a real presence in the Klamath and Trinity basins of what were called federally reserved fishing rights. But the government said, yes, these two reservations, Hoopa Valley and Yurok Reservation, these two tribes have what's called a reserve right to that fishery. So Secretary Andrus said, even though I won the lawsuit, I'm going to start a flow study. And that began in 1984. And they added a provision specifically to the Trinity River. It's section 3406B23 that said, complete the flow evaluation, among other things, restore the pre-dam levels of fish populations. It also said that it was in order to meet the trust responsibility to the Hoopa Valley tribe. And it also said when this flow study was done and the restoration plan was going to be implemented, it said it needed to be concurred in. And that was a very, very, it's being tested as we speak.
That flow study ended up with the Trinity River getting 50% of its flows rededicated to it. But the concurrence of the tribes is being tested. Under the Trump administration, those rights began being challenged as water contracts with Southern California contractors were made permanent.
Attempted to convert their interim contract to a permanent contract. When they were being assessed for how much their debt was, they paid off the construction part of it, but the environmental restoration was not paid for. And the estimates, as recently as 2013, I think that's right, were $342 million is what they owed for the environmental restoration. And that just simply was beneficiary user pays for the environmental restoration, which makes a lot of sense to us. The Trump administration wrote off that debt.
Those contractors are very powerful folks that you hear a lot about, the ones who say little fish are being put ahead of people and farmers. Even the Biden administration seems to be concerned about them.
When we went into our litigation, the court even said at one point, when it changed to the Biden administration, and us really being enthused, that Deb Haaland, a Native Indigenous person, was going to be the Secretary of Interior. The court even paused and says, do you want to reassess and reevaluate your position? And despite that opportunity, the Biden administration continues to support that action, which is writing off the debt, one of the other things that has emerged is that concurrence question is, well, was that one and done, so to speak? And that's kind of what the message we've been chasing and attempting to meet with Secretary Holland or their representatives to talk about it, and just haven't had fair opportunity despite attempting to reach a settlement of our litigation.
When I asked California State Water Policy Analyst and former Trinity County Principal Planner Tom Stokely about the disparity of Governor Newsom's trip to Humboldt County in March and his water plan stating support for salmon recovery, Stokely's answer implied the governor also seems to be worried about the water contractor's political power.
They're picking the low-hanging fruit, but they're not making the hard decisions, which is to cut back the over-allocation of water in California. I mean, the bottom line is that consumptive water demands are five times the actual supply of water in California during an average year. During a drought, it's even worse. And yet, the governor basically plans to continue to give the senior water contractors, Westlands or whoever, they have no intention of cutting back on these water deliveries to save the fish. So they're basically moving our salmon resources to extinction. And it's smoke and mirrors.
Hoopa Valley Fisheries Director Michael Orcott explained why the cold water pool in Trinity Lake needs to be deep.
It's almost 85% full. 2.45 million, almost 2 years worth of rainfall can be stored in Trinity River Reservoir. It stratifies. When you draw it down to certain levels and the infrastructure that exists today, there's only limited opportunities to control the temperature, but the lake is stratified and there's cool water below there, but it goes away when you get down to how far you're drawing the reservoir. In the past drought years, we've been down as low as about one-fifth in the order of 400,000 to 500,000 acre feet. It actually is about 900,000 when you start to get into problems with temperatures.
For more information on the impacts to the Trinity River, some good, mostly pretty bad, from California State Water Policy, check out the Community Affairs Hour last night, which is an extended interview with Tom Stokely. That was Thursday, April 18th at 5 p.m. This is Kelly Lincoln reporting on the imperiled Trinity River for KMUD News.